This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams, in for David Brancaccio. Stocks in the for-profit prison sector skyrocketed after the election of President Trump. The Obama administration and presidential candidate Hillary Clinton both pledged to phase out their use by federal agencies. That's an approach Trump rejected. But the boost many investors expected hasn't happened yet. Marketplace's Andy Euler explains what's going on.
The reason private prison companies exist is that federally run facilities are overcrowded. Kelsey Oliver is an analyst at the market research firm Ibis World.
Many times the Federal Bureau of Prisons will contract directly with the major companies in the industry, such as CoreCivic and Geo Group, when they need space or need additional facilities.
So growth in this industry depends in large part on federal investment. Trevor Hanger is with Heights Securities.
Funding is a hard thing to predict in the federal budget. There are probably other indicators you can look to try and assess where the profitability of these companies are going long term.
Some investors thought for-profit detention centers would fill up with detainees as the Trump administration pressed tougher immigration policies. In fact, immigration arrests along the border fell, but crime is still prevalent. So Trevor Hanger's optimistic about private prison stocks.
As long as the U.S. economy stays strong, and quite frankly, as long as there's a vibrant drug trade in the United States, the likelihood is that those border crossings will increase.
And immigration and customs officials will ultimately have to house the people they've detained somewhere. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.